At 6:06, we have a few clouds and even some fog in the outlying areas this morning. 58 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 74 for a high this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. It all started on Good Friday. It ended early Easter Sunday, some 48 hours after the killing of three black residents of North Tulsa and injuring two others. Two white men are arrested in Turley early Sunday morning for the crimes. Brad Gibson this morning reports on an investigation where tips from the public paid off.
Strong leads on who shot five Tulsans poured in last Saturday night. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan.
Obviously, we were going through the tips very fast, trying to look at the credibility of all of them, trying to see how they matched up with other tips.
And with that, Jacob England, age 19, and Alvin Watts, 32, were arrested together early Sunday morning, charged with three counts of murder and two counts of shooting with intent to kill. A small caliber weapon was recovered along with a white pickup truck the two suspects apparently tried to destroy by setting on fire. Were the crimes racially motivated the way many think? FBI agent James Finch.
It is very premature to talk about hate crimes. We have yet to analyze all the information to understand the motivations.
Suspect England wrote last Thursday on his Facebook page about the anniversary of his father's death 2 years ago at the hands of an African American, saying, quote, "It's hard not to go off," unquote, and using a racial slur to describe the man who shot his father. Brad Gibson for KWGS News.
We will go in depth on this story a couple of times during the morning hour. First at 7:10 this morning from NPR's Cheryl Corley, who is in Tulsa. And then at 7:35, we'll have our own update on this situation this morning. A long time Tulsa state legislator has lost her battle with ovarian cancer. State Representative Sue Tibbs has died. She was 77. A funeral is tentatively set for 2 p.m. Wednesday at the Grace Church here in Tulsa. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Scott Inman will try again this week. The leader of the Democrats in the State House failed last week in his attempt to get the House to approve an amendment giving Oklahoma State retirees a small 2% cost of living adjustment.
We're going to try next week to pass that same amendment, and we hope that in the wisdom of the body, they'll see that helping our retirees at this time is the most important thing, and they'll see fit to pass the amendment and move forward with the legislation.
Now, last year, lawmakers changed the rules so that pension increases must come from the general revenue. Inman says that almost ensures that in retirees in Oklahoma will never get another raise. An Oklahoma Indian tribe could partially open a casino in Broken Arrow by the end of this month, despite the protests from thousands of residents and a pending state lawsuit. The Kalenji tribal town began bulldozing the 20-acre site near the heavily trafficked Creek Turnpike late last year. The tribe has estimated that the gaming facility will employ about 120 people. Why is Oklahoma's infant mortality rate so high? An awareness campaign is underway in the state. Dr. Joe Johnson is with the OSU Medical Center in Tulsa.
We have about a little over 1,000 births per week that occur. And yet we have about 9 babies that die every single week that do not make it to their first year of their birth because of multiple factors. I think prematurity is probably one of the main things that we see.
He tells the OETA that 1/4 of the women in this state who get pregnant do not get proper prenatal care. Our weather forecast, clouds will get thicker as the day progresses, a high of 74, a 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight, 56 for a low. Right now, a few clouds and 58. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.